Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. It is a beautiful October Wednesday. It's October 10th, 10-10, 2012. I'm Molly McCord, your host for Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. I have a lovely show for you today, and I've been looking forward to this discussion. We're going to talk about trust and benevolence, two very important energies we can tune into and work with intentionally as our year unfolds, as our journeys expand, as we grasp and embrace more of our soul's purpose. So we're going to have that chat today. I'm also going to talk about Saturn in Scorpio. This transit just occurred on October 5th and 6th. It's been about 30 years since Saturn has been in Scorpio, and it's a very different energy than Saturn in Libra. So I'm going to talk about this energy collectively and individually so you can understand the macro and the micro picture that's going to be happening over the next 3 years. A few quick announcements. I want to share with you again that the Conscious Wisdom Festival is next week. I can't wait. This is an event that's held 4 times a year. Every time it's different. Every time there is new wisdom, new information, new presenters, all very timely, relevant insights to help you get to know yourself better. And this is not just self-help information, it's soul growth. It's the deeper stuff. It's the get in there and really figure out who you are and what you're here to do on this planet. The people who are presenting are going to share that level of information with you, and it's going to be an incredible event. I know that all 15 of the experts are looking forward to sharing with you, to answering your questions, and to connecting with other like-minded souls all over the planet. It's just that time right now where we can do that, thanks to technology, thanks to all the people who are walking on this spiritual path at this time. It's a really exciting time, so I hope you'll check it out. It's October 16th, 17th, and 18th. You can find more information on ConsciousWisdomFestival.com. Very important to share with you that you do not need to be live. You do not need to listen live to the events and presentations. You will receive the downloadable recordings as part of your attendance. In fact, some people can only listen to maybe 1 or 2 presentations live, and then they have to, you know, get on with their lives and get their kids from school and go to meetings and go to work. So this is designed so that you can fit it into your life. So just consider that all this information is an incredible resource for now and for later. So I hope you'll check it out. And if it resonates with you, we would love to have your energetic presence at the Conscious Wisdom Festival. Now, I'm going to do this show a little differently. I'm actually going to start with the astrology information this time. And before I do that, I want to do a grounding exercise. Because right now, in October, there's a lot of energy that's moving around and coming up. Maybe you're feeling it. Maybe you're observing it in others. And what I want to do is take a minute to ground ourselves and to clear out energetic debris that we might have been unknowingly gathering and collecting throughout this year. So we're going to do a very simple grounding, clearing exercise. And I prefer to stand. You can sit if that's comfortable for you. I stand, my feet on the floor, with them spread just about shoulder length apart, my shoulders back, spine straight, just so I can really feel my core strength, and I can also be comfortable at the same time. And what I'd like you to do is to take your right hand and put it on your heart, and then take your left hand and put it on your stomach, right on your solar plexus. It's your belly area where you can feel yourself breathing. And what we're doing is we're creating this energetic flow because your left hand is connected to your heart. It's on the left side of your body with your heart, and it connects that energy greatly. So we're putting our right hand on our heart, and we're taking our left hand and moving it to our stomach, and we're creating a heart flow of energy throughout our breathing system. And as we breathe in and out, you want to make sure your shoulders are relaxed, your jaw is relaxed, your neck is calm and supple. Get really comfortable. We're going to do some verbal release work, okay? And what it's really important to say the words, because the words are energy, and they're an energetic release, and you're able to move the energy more completely when you speak the words. So what we're going to say is we are going to breathe in, and we're going to go through every month of 2012, and we're going to bless each month, and we're going to release each month. And it's not necessary to know mentally or egoically on any level what that month held for you. You don't need to think back in time and think about what was happening in April. But what we want to do is just call forward the best energies of that month and release the rest. And we're clearing a pathway for the rest of this year and into 2013. It's a very simple exercise, so let's get started. You can repeat after me. I am grateful for the gifts of January. And then on your out-breath, I release all expired energetic debris from January now. I am grateful for the gifts of February. I release all expired energetic debris from February now. I am grateful for the gifts of March. I release all expired energetic debris from March now. I am grateful for the energetic gifts of April. I release all expired energetic debris from April now. I am grateful for the gifts of May. I release all expired energetic debris from May now. I am grateful for the gifts of June. I release all expired energetic debris from June now. I am grateful for the gifts of July. I release all expired energetic debris from July now. I am grateful for the energetic gifts of August. I release all expired energetic debris from August now. I am grateful for the energetic gifts of September. I release all expired energetic debris from September now. I am grateful for the gifts of October. I will willingly release all expired energetic debris from October throughout the month now. Okay, so this is just a very simple exercise. It gets your body's energy connected, the breath, the heart, the energy flows. It also gets your cells activated, because when you're saying the words out loud, you're activating energy on deeper levels. So you can do this, again, you can do this multiple times. You can do this for certain years of your life or certain relationships. It's just a very simple way to get into further alignment with your transformation and where you want to be right now, where your best and highest possible levels are right now. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more later in the show, but I just want to start off in that place because, as I said, October has been a powerful month. And in fact, I remember the evening of September 30th, I had a very powerful dream. I woke up October 1st with this visual that I can still recall to this day. 10 days ago, and you know when you have a dream that is that striking, it has some real significance. And the dream I had was that I was on a wave on the ocean, but the wave was not going forward, it was going up. It was as if this giant wave, a massive, huge tidal wave that we couldn't even measure if we tried, was lifting me up, and I was riding on top of that wave. And there was a part of me that felt, okay, I could go into fear about this because I'm going up so high. It's the type of wave where you couldn't, if you looked over the edge somewhere, you would potentially be fearful of what was below. But I just remember relaxing into the energy of the wave, choosing to keep my eyes and up and forward, and to not look down, to not go into that place, and to just ride this wave, knowing that it was taking me, us, exactly where we need to go. And that is what I felt very powerfully as the energy of October, is that there are lifts happening, energetic lifts that are potentially effortless and graceful when we are tuned in and aware of our conscious intentions. So on that note, I want to talk about this astrological transition here of Saturn and Scorpio. This is significant. Some astrologers are saying it's one of the most significant transits of the year. It is one of the major outer planets changing signs, which is always creates an energetic, not just transition, but like ripple effects. We've been moving through Saturn in Libra since late 2009, and that's where we were looking at relationships and partnerships. Who am I in my relationships? Who am I as a partner? Are my needs being met? Am I being mature? What relationships work for me and which ones do not? Which ones are complete? These are some of the questions and themes that have been coming up over the past 2.5 years. Now, we take that energy and we move forward. Astrology is an evolution. The energy doesn't just stop and then start again. It's moving and fluid and it goes forward. So when we're completing one astrological sign, we're moving into the next one, and there's a connection there. So with Libra energy, we were looking at the give and take, you and me, we together, partnership. Now as we move into Scorpio energy, we take that level of partnership and we make it go deeper, and we go into the psyche. We go to deeper levels of connection. We get to know someone for who they really truly are under the surface. The energy of Libra is social. It's charming. It's diplomatic. It wants to make people happy. It's about relating and making sure things are fair. There's a certain ease with Libra energy. This transition into Scorpio is quite different because Scorpio is not concerned with being polite and making sure everything is okay and that everyone is happy. Scorpio wants to dig in and get in there and find out what is your passion, what motivates you, what is your psychological makeup, what transformation are you ready for? I see Scorpio energy as a submarine that goes down deep into the ocean and wants to go to these depths and discover new ways of understanding ourselves. It wants to look at your psychological makeup. So you can see that the transition is significant because Libra and Scorpio are very different energies. And with Saturn, we're dealing with responsibility, maturity, things that are tangible, you can touch. How are you being disciplined? How are you being mature in working with other people? Saturn is known as the taskmaster. And Saturn is concerned with making something come into physical manifestation. Saturn wants to touch and see something. It doesn't want just ideas and concepts and, you know, nice conversations. Saturn wants to make something real and make it happen. And to do that, we have to call on new parts of ourselves that are ready for that level of maturity. So Saturn reminds us of our earthly responsibilities and that we always have the opportunity to be mature versions of ourselves. And when I say that, I don't just mean, I'm an adult in the world. I mean, we have the opportunity to connect with our higher selves in some ways. And what would our higher self that we could see as a parent at times or that presence that is ready to and willing to guide us, what would they want us to do? What would your higher self want you to do for your best and highest good? Scorpio is a fixed water sign, ruled by Pluto. And if you know anything about astrology, you know that this is about intensity. This is about transformation. It's about letting go, letting go. Saturn coming into Scorpio has some very significant gifts and opportunities for us. And here's how I hope you can understand it better. There are three archetypes that are associated with Scorpio. Okay, the most commonly known one is the scorpion, because it's, of course, related to the word Scorpio. The scorpion has a very limited view. Think of a scorpion on the ground. It might be ready to sting you. It might be ready to fight back. Its perceptions are going to be limited. It's quite reactionary. It can be unaware of the bigger picture and unaware of what is happening outside its immediate environment because it's so obsessed with its own environment. I would define this as one of the lower vibrations of Scorpio, is this need to react, to sting, to lash out, to get nasty with someone. Another archetype, with Scorpio is the Phoenix Rising. The beautiful transformational process that happens when we let go and let go and let go. And perhaps that is through destruction. Perhaps that is through something that we want to see develop. Maybe it has to be torn down and then rebuilt. The Phoenix Rising is that inspiring image of I will never die, of what is eternal, of what can always come back in new form. This is one of the gifts as well, this energy, is that we are transforming and shifting into new forms of ourselves. And then the third archetype of Scorpio is the eagle. The beautiful divine eagle. I always see this as a bald eagle. And imagine an eagle's viewpoint, flying above, seeing the full terrain, observing, seeing what is current, what is the truth, observing other people's behaviors and actions, but not engaging in it, being that witness, being that neutral, the neutral eyes. And then when it's ready, it will dive down and pinpoint what it wants and grab it and go back up to its lofty, beautiful nest. A few months ago, I saw an eagle dive down and pick up a frog right outside my house. We live near a protected wetland, and I saw this moment in nature that I knew was divine synchronicity. And I still have the visual of it to this day. It was so striking and so gorgeous. And I thought, what an incredible message. And I thanked that beautiful eagle and I thanked that frog for their participation in this imagery and symbolism that we have the choice to choose what we want, how we're going to go for it, what we want to interact with, and to leave the rest behind. And this is what I think is really key about Saturn and Scorpio, is that we're going to come up with some truths about ourselves and some parts of ourselves that are ready to be transformed, and we have choices. We always have a choice. What do you want to choose? Do you want to engage in the energies of a scorpion, or do you want to choose that eagle perspective? There are different ways to interpret this, and depending on what astrologers you follow and listen to, they will all have their own slant and interpretation. To be honest with you, there will be a lot of grim things shared about Saturn and Scorpio because this is intense energy, my friends. This is what I like to think of as the truth revealer. And we are going to see information, scenarios, circumstances come to the light in brand new ways that are going to tear apart and tear away anything that's been covering it up. This is about honesty, the brutal, hard truth. That's one way to describe it. But I want to share with you that within the mass consciousness, this could be an experience that the mass consciousness is creating. And we are given the choice point for what we want to create for ourselves. Scorpio will not hold back. It is a very determined, motivated, and passionate energy. It is actually widely misunderstood, I would say. If you have strong Scorpio in your chart, or if you are if you relate to the energy strongly, perhaps you even have strong Pluto in your chart, you can probably understand how this energy can be feared, that it is misunderstood, that there's a lot that's not quite known about it. And that's partly the mystique of the Scorpio energy, because so much is happening under the surface. So with this energetic shift, we are going to individually be given the opportunities to look at what we are holding underneath the surface. What's in our psyche that's ready to be transformed and developed? What are you ready to let go of that is no longer a part of who you are and who you are becoming? It's a time of deep transformation. And I'm happy to report that the Saturn in Scorpio energy is working beautifully with Neptune in Pisces, and with Pluto in Capricorn. There are flows of energy here. There are opportunities to connect to our bigger dreams and make them real. There's the ability to take our innate authority and power and share it on a broader scale to put it into mass consciousness. I choose to see the gifts and opportunities of astrological transits. So what you'll hear from me are these insights to empower you more so than to create or perpetuate fear. At the same time, I do feel a responsibility to tell you that it is an intensity, and I personally have been feeling it quite strongly in my own world. The first 10 days of October, I've been feeling ungrounded. I've felt a lot of energy moving around my crown chakra and my mental energy, and I know that that's all part of what is being transformed here. I'm taking care of myself in new ways, and that's just part of my lifestyle now. You know, it's not just, oh, I'll occasionally do energy work. Energy work is my lifestyle now. And so that's part of this transformation of Saturn and Scorpio. It's how are you being responsible for your transformation? That's where your power lies. We are not responsible for everyone. In fact, we are not responsible for anyone. We are responsible for us. And I know that if you have strong mothering energy or you feel strong connection of children to others, that can be a struggle at times. But this, again, is when each of us has the opportunity to claim and embrace our power more fully. Saturn in Scorpio is not going to let you get away with anything. Meaning, if you are being dishonest with yourself in some way, it will come up in other areas of your life. That's one of the themes right now, because this is one of the opportunities of transformation and growth. Where are you ready to let go of lower vibrating emotional programs, mental programs, and raise them like a beautiful phoenix rising to a higher level? Now, I'm finding that people who are used to telling little white lies or using deception in some way, or who are very comfortable with manipulation or betrayal, these are the lower vibrating Scorpio energies, and these will be themes that come up, especially in mass consciousness. They're going to come up and they're going to be revealed. Again, Saturn in Scorpio is the truth revealer. These can't be hidden anymore. So consider this a heads up for yourself. If there's some area of your life where you've been feeling these lower vibrating energies, the gifts now are that you are greatly supported in releasing them and connecting to a higher expression. You know, we're going to see it, you know, it'll play out in the mass media, and you can choose if that's something you want to connect to or not. It's really about what is best for you right now and just being in alignment with your truth in a new way, in a brand new way, and owning it and acknowledging it. The other theme that we're going to see are the power struggles, or what we would identify as power struggles in 3D dimension, 3D worlds, let's say, the 3D world. We will see power struggles because people are afraid that they're losing control, that what they claimed as powerful in their lives is going to slip away. And the reason why is because that is not their true power. Now, if you've been on a spiritual path for a while, you know this. And there's a part of you that's very aware of it. But now we're going to see it occur more regularly and more quickly around the globe. So keep that in mind when you're dealing with people out in the world. It could even be as simple as going to the grocery store and people acting out, or someone at the post office is really stingy, you know, or people are just adjusting to this energy, and most people are very unconscious of it. And so what you can do within your powerful energetic vibration is to claim the highest possible light at that time and to own your own light in that situation. Saturn in Scorpio can take us away. It can take us deep, deep, deep into these caves and gold mines and places where there doesn't always seem to be light. But I can tell you that there are many people around the world, including yourself, that when you're in that situation, it's because you are choosing to be that light that's needed in a dark time. You know, the darkness is just the absence of light. It's the potential of light. I always think of light and dark as like a dimming switch. And maybe it's just dimmed down and you just got to dial it up. That's going to be a theme here in the next few years. When I was getting ready for the show today, there was a lot of different ways I could go in terms of sharing this energy with you, because, like I said, there's a lot of astrology information out there, and everyone's going to have their own interpretations and their own ways that they explain this energy. And as I also said, some people can be quite heavy with it and negative. And sure, that is one choice. That is one way to experience any energy. But what I want to offer you is that Saturn in Scorpio is part of this evolutionary process. And we are here to evolve. And we are here to grow and to continually choose new ways to be and express ourselves in this world, that we are part of the energetic paradigm that is shifting. We are shifting it. And this energy is perfect for that. Perfect. I mean, it's so divine. Wow, we set this up so beautifully that we created the planetary alignments to support our evolutionary transformation. And what we're going to see is that this is unlike anything else we've experienced. And you know, there could be times when that feels scary, when you are going into some of those lower vibrating places. And at those moments, you know, Scorpio is a water sign, and you just need to let it flow. Let it flow, connect with water, take a bath, go to a lake, go fishing, whatever you need to do to let it flow. Cry, tears are great for that, because the transformation that is happening is a soul level transformation, and I personally find it exciting. I have, in my life, I've had a lot of personal experiences with Pluto transits, and if you know anything about Pluto, you know that this is the undercurrent that you cannot fight, and you have to just let the process happen. And I set up my lifetime to have many, many deep transformations. You know, I don't even know if I can count them all the different lifetimes I feel that I've inhabited in one lifetime. And so I can offer you this, that depending on how you handle change will come up, how you handle your emotional process will come up, how you will handle looking at your truth, who you really are and who you really want to be, will come up. You may be done with certain people in your life who no longer connect to you at that level. Remember, this is about going deeper with our relationships with people and into our psyche about what we need. There is a merging that happens with Scorpio. There is a connection that happens. It involves other people. And so these are going to shift your relationships. It's going to change who you relate to in your life, in both your immediate environment and in your bigger picture world. So know that that's part of what is unfolding. And, you know, in 2015, it's hard to imagine, but we're not going to be able to fathom what can happen in 3 short years. And so I hope that there's a part of you that might be willing to embrace this transformation, that you can see how you might be a phoenix rising from the ashes 5 times a day sometimes. And I mean that really, that it could be that strong. And to just accept it and to flow with it and to know that you're choosing the highest possible path, that your higher soul is guiding you through this, that there is so much beauty happening throughout this transformation. And the imagery that just came to me was of a snake shedding its skin. It'd be interesting if you were to look around in your life over the next few days or so and see what imagery comes up for you that is about transformation. And, you know, again, relating to Saturn energy, this is about being mature with it, calling on your inner parent, your inner authority figure. It's not about going into the childlike behaviors. It's about being a very strong authority figure of yourself and claiming that you got this. You've got it. You've got it under control. You are able to work with this energy in the best possible way for you. You are responsible with it. You understand that it's about your own truth and your own transformation process, and that it is about getting to deeper levels of empowerment. I want that word to linger. I think that's a wonderful word to connect with Saturn in Scorpio, is that we're going to deeper levels of empowerment. And because you are the authority of your own growth, there's no way, or I should say, the best way is to claim it, although there is the option to deny it or to run from it or to not look at it. That is always an option on the table. But just know that you are here for this. You are here for this type of transformation that is beyond what your soul has experienced before. And as I was, okay, this moment, I need to ground myself here. I'm going to take a quick drink of water. Okay, so the other part of this that came up as I was getting ready for today's show is that I was talking with my team about what I need to know or offer you, or what else is significant about Saturn and Scorpio. And there's one word that came to mind, and that word is Atlantis. Saturn and Scorpio is energetically related to the fall of Atlantis. Now, I don't consciously know in my mind all the details, but this is the information I received, is that when Atlantis, the civilization we know as Atlantis, was, we'll say, dismantled, it's because there were bigger earth shifts that happened due to energetic imbalance in the world, that there was too much focus on the egoic, masculine, mental energies. And we lost our heart connections and the feminine energies and what we needed to maintain balance in the world. And Atlantis fell, and actually what happened was that the civilization experienced some kind of earth shift, so that the full city, the dominion of Atlantis, went into the ocean, the depths of the ocean. This is Scorpio. This is a scorpionic death, where you would dive deep into the ocean and experience a death / rebirth through water. Whew, it's coming through strongly. So the Saturn and Scorpio connection is reminding us of transformations that can happen, and what do we want to consciously choose this time? And what do we want to work with? What are we creating new this time that is a different expression of Saturn in Scorpio energy? Atlantis fell because of what we designed, and now we're here to have a new outcome. And we're conscious, and we're aware, and we're more fully in our power. We're more balanced than ever. The other ways that you may feel the same energy coming up is through the need to establish more emotional boundaries, purging what is no longer you, what is no longer us. This could also be the personal experience of purging emotions that come up, the deeper, grittier emotions. I also feel energetically a contraction and a consolidation with Saturn and Scorpio. It's about bringing us into focus with what you really want in your life. What do you want to create? What really gets you passionate? Scorpio is about passion, and it's about going into those places within ourselves that hold the gold. So choosing what you want, and this could be multiple times a day. It could show up in incredible ways. Also pay attention to people who have strong Scorpio in your life, Scorpio energy, and see how they're dealing with it. They might feel this the most at times. With astrology, I like to remind everyone that we all have Scorpio energy within us, regardless of where your sun or your moon signs are. We all hold the full zodiac within our energetic being. It's just that we chose certain energies to work on for specific reasons, and then we always have free will to change that around and take it to new levels. But I just want to point that out, that even if you are not Scorpio or you don't have strong Scorpio energy this lifetime, you do embody Scorpio energy just by being in your body. So this is something that is affecting all of us. And it's important that we find ways to trust in ourselves on new levels. And now I'm going to segue into the topic today. I love how this was set up, because I knew that today's topic needed to be about trust and benevolence, but I didn't understand that it was going to be connected to Saturn and Scorpio so perfectly. I just love that. I love when things unfold perfectly and I don't have to think about it. How perfect is that? That is the trust that we are working with now. Raise your hand if you find yourself having to trust and have faith more than ever this time in your life, in your journey, and you can feel that something big is happening, and you feel how you're growing and changing, and you can't see it, but you know that the trust energy is available to you on multiple levels and in incredible ways. That is what really supports us right now. We all have different energetic signatures. We have different soul plans. We have different purposes of why we're here. You know, we're each a unique divine fingerprint of energy. We are expressing ourselves in our own special ways, and yet we all have a common denominator of energies to call on. Besides our free will, we also have trust, faith, benevolence. We can call on the universal source that we are, and of course, love. All of these divine qualities are present to us at all times, and they are circling the globe at all times. They are available to us. It's just sort of like tuning your radio dial into that frequency that you need at that exact moment. And we are embarking on a journey that is, or I should say we are on a journey and embarking on new journeys that are unknown to us at full levels. So let's just sit with that for a moment. And I really want to honor that in you and every person who is listening, is that we are here to do more than we've possibly done before. We're here to do it in our own unique way. We're here to embrace it and to own it. We're here to be masters of our soul purpose. And this is when we connect to trust, faith, and benevolence on deeper levels. Because there's a part of us that may have karmic programming coming up. Okay, so think about what triggers your fears, what makes you feel unsafe. Where are you afraid to put yourself out there or to share yourself? Where are you vulnerable? Where are you feeling that you can't move because you're stuck? Okay? It could be, you could just say, oh, that's my whole life right now. Or that could just be one area of your life, like your career or your certain relationship. Whatever comes up for you, just trust that information. And know that at any moment you have the power to work with the highest vibrations of trust, faith, benevolence, and love. It's always available to you. It starts with you. I picture it, I'm very visual, and I love the visuals of picturing that energy right in my solar plexus. So right there in the belly, around the middle of your core. And just imagine that as a, perhaps for you, it's a fireball, and it changes color, and it's alive, and it's vibrating, and it's gorgeous. And it's an energy that I can expand as needed. and I can expand it to encompass my whole being. I can expand it around the house, around the neighborhood, around the globe. That energy is always within us and always there, but we have to choose it. We need to choose the trust and the benevolence. And at a soul level, that might not be your experience. You might have gone, you know, instead of going right, you go left into some of the fears, or you find yourself circling in these patterns. It's okay to have the fear. It's okay to circle in the patterns or to have the emotions come up. It's absolutely okay. It's part of this experience right now. I think that there's too much out there in the mass consciousness about how certain feelings might be wrong or how we should be ashamed about feeling something. And I don't believe that at all. I believe that we have every emotion and feeling for a very divine purpose. And that when we look at it as, okay, I'm taking a left here into fear and I'm observing it, but I want it to be changed. Just at that moment when you say you want to change it, energetically it changes because you're calling on your conscious power to energetically change that emotion and that fear. Your fears, your lower vibrating emotions, whatever they might be for you, sadness, shame, guilt, anger, resentment, you know, whatever it is for you, is just a starting point. It's just a new beginning. It's a place to begin again. And when you see and observe yourself going into that place, it's okay to go there. It's okay to flush it out and go through that energy and feel it and purge it. And then you can consciously claim it at its highest, most powerful level next. And that's oftentimes what our souls have not had the wisdom to do, you know, because we chose the certain learning experiences each time around. And so this time we chose, okay, I'm going to make it different. And I'm going to do it differently because I'm going to have more conscious awareness about this feeling. I'm going to set it up in my life so that I am triggered. Maybe it's 5 times a day. Maybe it's every year, whatever the timeline is for you. I'm going to be triggered throughout my life to have this pattern come up so that I can change it. I can powerfully and consciously change it. And I'm going to trust that will happen. And this is where we go back and we claim trust and we claim faith and we claim benevolence, because when we decide we're going to change something, we're also energetically changing the ripple effect. And we are creating a new path that wasn't there for us, a new energetic path. So think about when you're changing something in your life, and say, I'm just going to say career, because I know that's a big thing for everyone, right? Or not everyone, but many people right now, is that the career, maybe you're in a 3D career, you're in an office or an environment where you're just, you know, it's not what you're supposed to be doing, quote unquote. You have this idea that you should be doing something else and a dream, and that's all, yes, I want to validate that. However, because everything is always in divine order, the fact that you're in an environment that makes you uncomfortable on whatever level means that you are choosing something within this situation. And chances are you are choosing a new opportunity to work with your own energy. And maybe you are with people who are triggering you on certain levels, and that is what you also are choosing, is to work with those triggers to move through them. And this is where we call on trust. I trust that I am learning everything I need to know right now. I trust that I am being shown exactly what I need to be shown right now. And when you take the trust and you connect it to benevolence, okay, which is the beautiful, energetic, I see it as like this giant hug that is in everyone's best and highest good. You're raising the vibration in incredible ways. So take, for example, you have a coworker who drives you a little crazy every day, and you can't find another job or there's no movement and you just feel stuck in a situation where you're with people you don't want to work with. What if every person in that office is a beautiful soul teacher for you? And what if you looked at them and saw how you are potentially ending karmic contracts with them, how you are growing incredibly because of their presence in your life, that they are gifting you with new ways of seeing yourself, that you are connecting to more of your soul's purpose because you see what you no longer want and you have more clarity about what you do want? So just take a moment, and maybe it's after the show, and just think about what are all the opportunities that are coming up in this situation for you. Then, connected to how this situation is unfolding in everyone's best and highest good, and that you claim that energy for yourself right now, because all you can do is claim it for yourself. You can't claim it for your boss or your assistant or your coworker who sits over there. You can only claim it for yourself. And so you say, I don't know, mentally, I don't know why this is happening, but I trust it's for my highest and best good, and I claim the energy of trust and benevolence in this situation right now. Imagine if you started every workday with that energy. Imagine if you were able to connect to that energy when you're in a meeting or when you're leaving work for the day. What would that mean for you? How would that change your perception of right now? And think about how energetically that changes your signature, your energetic signature. When you're able to look at the gifts of a situation and the opportunities, you are then opening up to greater levels of personal transformation, personal growth, and other ways you can express yourself in the world. I see it as there are only win-win-wins. Win-win-wins. And I can say that now because I've been in these situations in my career and in my life, and I understand how when you're in it, you can't always see it. But this is one of the muscles that we're continually growing and working on, is that we can always connect to the bigger picture, to the trust that you know exactly what's going on at a soul level, that you chose this situation. You chose it for the growth opportunities. And because you're so aware of it, you don't have to recreate it somewhere else. You just get to look at it as, wow, I'm able to grow in this way. And what a gift that I can work with this energy and be consciously aware of it and become a stronger soul as I grow. Then you take that energy with you forward and you move into a new energetic paradigm that then represents your new level of soul mastery, soul expansion, and understanding. And that is essentially the process of moving into higher dimensions, is that when you claim everything you know at one level, you move up. And I always look at it as school. Well, after I'm done with third grade and I master all those spelling bees and the math quizzes, then I move up to fourth grade. And then I look at those level of spelling words and that level of math, and I master that, and then I move up. And we're continually doing that. I think that there's been misinformation about the fact that there is no end or goal. We're continually expanding. And we're expanding on multiple layers, and we're expanding in unseen ways. And that's what's very exciting about this evolutionary period in humanity. And you are here because you are a part of it, because you wanted to contribute, and you wanted to understand this and to work with this energy. And when you work with it, you change and enhance your own immediate environment, and that changes your community, and that enhances the neighborhood. It has a ripple effect. So when we do our own work in this way, we are also doing it for humanity. And I just think that rocks. I think that is very exciting, and that gets me jazzed up about being here, that, okay, you know, it is for my own growth, but it's also a service for all. And I think that that is something to remember, is that when you are in a work environment or in a relationship or just doing something where you feel like it's not you, you can always call on the energies of benevolence, trust, and faith to show you the deeper meaning of this opportunity, the deeper gifts that are happening now. And I know that this is a message that we hear, and we observe it, or excuse me, we absorb it, and then we go out into our lives and we're, you know, going about and doing our thing, and we can forget it. So perhaps just write down any key phrases or anything that really resonates with you. Keep it handy. I have a little sheet of paper in my wallet that says, these are the days of miracle and wonder. The Paul Simon song, lyric. I love it. And every time I see that little piece of paper, I just think, these are the days of miracle and wonder. Just everything that's unfolding and everything that's happening, it's one of those little phrases that just makes me relax, and I feel like, yeah, it is. There are a lot of incredible things happening right now, and I'm a part of that. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy right now. Well, not heavy, but flowing energy moving through me. We covered a lot, and I went into a state of sharing this message, and I don't know everything I said. I start to receive information, and I just keep speaking, and it's just a part of how I communicate, is that I go into these other states and share with you what is coming through, and it's really fun for me because I'm not looking at notes. I don't have anything prepared. I'm just here sharing what is coming in and coming through, and trusting with benevolence that this is exactly what you need to hear. So I feel really good about where today's show went. I hope you got some good information about Saturn and Scorpio. This is a transit that I'm going to keep touching on, so we'll come back and visit this. And I hope, too, that the message about trust and benevolence is relevant to where you are right now on your journey. We just have a few minutes left of the show, so I'm going to end it now. There will not be a show next week because I will be at the Conscious Wisdom Festival, and I hope you will be too. Check out more information, consciouswisdomfestival.com. And then I will see you the following week, which is October 24th, and we'll talk then. Thanks so much for joining and listening today. Have a great day. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. This is my moment.